It's the day after Christmas, and already you may be working the phones.
To speak with a consumer services representative for missing parts, please press 9.
At this moment, you may have one ear to the receiver, the other ear listening to the sobs of your 8-year-old, because something he unwrapped yesterday doesn't work.
For quality assurance purposes, your call may be monitored or recorded.
And so there you are, waiting for the person on the other end of an 800 number to solve your problem. You are not alone.
The busiest day that we have is the day after Christmas. We take over 40,000 calls.
Eric Wyant says that's about 8 times the number of calls they usually get at the Mattel Call Center in East Aurora, New York. Wyant, who helps answer the phones there, says most of the calls after Christmas are about broken or missing parts or instructions that got thrown out with the wrapping paper. There are also the tired or giddy callers who need to be reminded to plug in their new toy or to turn the on-off switch to on. Those are all easy calls, Wyant says. Others are harder.
One of the ones was a consumer who requested there was a part that was missing from her child's toy. So we offered to send the part out as quickly as we can. She then requested that we have the UPS driver dress up like Santa Claus when they deliver the missing part because she didn't want her child thinking that Santa Claus could possibly make a mistake. And what I explained to her was that, you know, we can order the part, but that would have to really be between her and UPS. And I remember thinking at the time, well, you know, good luck with the Teamsters Union on that one.
At Lego Systems in Connecticut, Carrie Casaselli answered the holiday phones for several years.
You know that a child is on the phone because they're like, hi, is this Lego? Is this Mrs. Lego?
Casaselli says lots of children call customer support after Christmas, but one of her favorite stories begins with an angry grandmother.
She had purchased for her 8-year-old grandson this beautiful model, and on the front cover of the box was a blue motorcycle. And he opened up the box, and there was just pieces inside. Now, you and I both know that all you want are pieces, but she didn't know that. She couldn't understand how he could follow those instructions, so we got him on the telephone. And together, over the telephone, we built that set together.
It took about an hour, a typical call for Lego, she says. Those of you who like computer games know it can take more than an hour to work out the kinks in brand new software. So Morning Edition posed this question to Chris Lemon, who's done phone support for the computer game company Atari. How do you stay patient?
God, I don't know. I have to remind myself sometimes that it's not personal. They're not yelling at me, they're yelling at their problem.
And even in the confounding world of computers, Lemon says many problems are surprisingly easy to fix. A faulty piece of software may have nothing to do with your megabytes or gigahertz. He says it may have more to do with schmutz.
Kids are kids. Kids walk around with peanut butter and jelly on their hands, and they'll get on the CDs, and all of a sudden the games don't work. So parents will call us, and when it's a kid's game, the first thing we tell them is to go wash the CD. And they go, what? And we go, yeah, take it over to the sink, take some dishwashing soap, and wash the CD off. 99% of the time, it'll fix it.
Here's a final tip from someone in another branch of the toy business. Linda Coyle of Gund Incorporated says if you don't want to spend next Christmas on hold with customer support, just give your kids stuffed animals.
You know, there's something really great about the low-tech aspect of something that you just take out of the bag and hug.
Coyle says the days after Christmas are soft and quiet in the plush toy business, so quiet that the customer support staff at Gund is taking today off.